So, what are some typical values for the minimum initial setting in the controller itself? First, let's consider the minimum initial with density operation. That's the case where we have a lower minimum initial and then added initial gets included in. In this case, consider if you have a major approach. On a major approach, we'll often set the minimum initial to approximately 15 seconds. If the speed is higher, the minimum initial is often around 20 seconds. On a minor approach, the minimum initial is somewhere set between 7 and 10 seconds. If it's a protected left turn, on a protected left turn, the minimum initial under density operation is often around 7 seconds. And if it's a protected and permissive left turn, the minimum initial is typically around 5 seconds. Under non-density operation, we're actually going to use a formula to calculate how much time is necessary for the minimum initial. The formula is taken as 3 plus 2 times n. N would represent the number of vehicles that are stored between the stop bar and the detector. Consider this example. Let's say that the detector is 400 feet from the stop bar. We would take 400 divided by 25, 25 being the average vehicle length, multiply by 2.1, or 2 from the formula, plus 3, which would yield 36.6 seconds of minimum initial time if not using density operation.